Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. On Thursday, the Texans and Andre Johnson agreed to a new contract, and they held a press conference to discuss that. General Manager Rick Smith was there, along with owner Bob McNair and Johnson himself. But Smith opened things up by talking about why they wanted Johnson to remain a Texan.
Last week we got together, and it was all about the past and the first official Texan retirement of Aaron Glenn. Today's announcement is about a little bit about the past, about the present, and then hopefully also about the future. As we're here to announce the contract extension that we just executed with Andre, that will take him through the 2016 playing season and essentially make him a Texan for life. And we are excited about it. And, you know, Andre embodies what you're looking for in a football player. Certainly, he's in the class of himself. He's a one guy that, you know, we would even consider doing something like this for. He's obviously been well documented with respect to where he was contractually. But not only his play on the field and what he does on the field and all of the accolades and the outstanding play, but really about what he's about as a man, as a leader for our football team, what he means to this organization, what he means to our team, what he means to this city, and what he means to this league. And we're certainly proud of him, certainly excited that he will be with us and will continue to lead our football team. So I'm pleased that we were able to get this done, man. Congratulations, bro.
All right, Mr. McNair.
Well, Andre is in a special class, and I think that the action that we've taken, as Rick said, just is a reflection of how we view Andre. And it's important to us that Andre have one home, and that's with the Texans. And, he's a future Hall of Famer and will probably be our first Hall of Fame player. And we wanted to make sure that he went in as a Texan, that he played his career as a Texan, and hopefully retired as a Texan. But he takes such good care of himself, and he plays so well. I don't even think you can talk about retirement for him. He might be playing when he's 45. I don't know. But he's an outstanding teammate, and he's a man of his word. He does what he says he will do, and I think it's a great example for the rest of our players. And at the same time, it shows that, you know, someone who really does his job, performs exceptionally well, that's going to be recognized by this organization. And so congratulations, Andre, and we're just real pleased that we were able to do this, and we're looking forward to a big year.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Mr. McNair, the whole organization, from being in the situation that I was in. You know, we're having 5 years left on my contract. For them to do something like this for me and my family, I don't think words can really describe it. All I can say is thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'd like to thank all my teammates for supporting me. I think, you know, missing those few days from OTAs really blew things out of proportion. But today I'm very happy that we're able to get everything settled, and I can move forward with football. I always said I wanted to play for one team, and to be able to play for the Houston Texans for the rest of my career, I mean, it's a tremendous honor. I always say I wanted to be a part of something special, and I knew that coming to a new organization that things were going to be a little rough in the beginning, and now I feel like things are taking that turn for us. So I'm very excited for this upcoming season. I know the fans are excited. The whole city of Houston is excited. We're going to give them something this year to be excited about. Thanks.
Andre, how does it feel to be the highest paid receiver in the league now?
It feels great. I can't complain. There's nothing I can complain about. You know, like I said before, I mean, for me to be in the situation I was in and for this to happen, it just speaks a lot about, you know, the people we have in the organization, the owner that we have. And, you know, it's, I mean, you can go down to the guys in the equipment room. I mean, it's a first class organization. So, like I said, I have no complaints. I'm very happy right now.
Andre, there's always been a lot of respect between you and the organization, and you've taken it in stride and gone about your business. Was there ever any doubt that this wouldn't get done in your mind, because you seem to be focused so far here in camp?
Well, after the situation happened in OTAs and once I came in, I just kind of put it behind me. And I was just like, you know, I let my agent handle it from there. Because when you put yourself in those type of situations, I can say the off season was a little bit frustrating, you know, just sitting at home and, you know, thinking about contract, you know, things and things like that. So, you know, I just, once I came in, I put it behind me. I let my agent handle it. And, as you can see, it worked out. So, I'm very excited about it.
Rick, how smoothly did the negotiations go, and what are the terms of the deal?
Well, to answer the latter question, I don't release terms, so I'm going to stay consistent with that. But as it relates to the negotiation process, it went about as smooth as it could go. I've got a great, it's been documented that Kennard and I, you know, we've done some deals before, and we've got a mutual respect for each other. And so, you know, we were able to, you know, to come together and find some common ground and put together a deal that I think is reflective of what, you know, Andre deserves, and is something that the club feels good about.
Rick, when you make a deal like this, and like Andre referenced about the number of years that were left and you still renegotiated a new deal, how concerned are you? What thought do you put in how this may affect future deals or elsewhere in the league, but most importantly with this team?
Well, yeah, you do think about that, obviously, because, you know, whenever you are running a business or responsible for contracts, you always are concerned and aware of precedent. And so this is certainly something that that was something that concerned us. We feel like Andre is, if not the only player, there's certainly not very many players who we would even consider doing something like this, and we just feel like he's in a class of his own that way. And so, you know, if I do have a player or two that may want to come upstairs and talk to me about this, I may send him back and tell him, when you get some skins on the wall like he has, come back and see me. Yeah.
Rick, can you talk about some of the things that got you and Kennard over the hump to get this deal done, some key elements?
Not necessarily, Mark, because if I did that, it would involve the terms and that kind of thing. So I'd prefer not, you know, not to get into any specifics.
Well, I guess then what about the lines of communication between you and Kennard, and how much that helped get this thing facilitated?
Yeah, it helped significantly, you know, and like I said, Kennard's a professional, and I think one of the top agents in our business. And so when Andre made the decision to hire him, I thought it was a smart decision. I think that he does an excellent job of not only advising his clients, but you know, educating his clients on you know, the terms of the deal, what things that are important. And so, I thought it was a smart decision to hire Kennard, and certainly it's worked out.
Andre, everybody on this team seems to be happy for you and agree this was the right thing for the organization to do. But was there ever a time through all this where you sat there and said, you know, I still got 5 years left on a contract that I signed? I mean, did you ever feel funny about trying to get this done?
I mean, I wouldn't say I felt funny. You know, they always say a closed mouth never gets fed. So, you know, I just communicated, you know, with Mr. McNair and with Rick, you know, how I felt. And, you know, we all communicated well with each other. And like I said, once I came in for OTAs, I just kind of put it behind me. You know, I let my agent handle it from then on. You know, I just pretty much left the situation alone. I mean, every time you guys asked me about it, I couldn't tell you anything that was really going on with it. I just, you know, left it in his hands, and, you know, when something finally got done, you know, I was happy with it. So I wouldn't say that I felt funny about it.
Andre, obviously you've had a tremendous amount of success already. Where does this, in your mind, or does it change any pressure you feel on yourself to perform, to get this team to the playoffs, to lead them to the playoffs and things like that?
Well, I don't – this may sound crazy, but I don't feel pressure playing this game of football. I've been playing this game since I was 6 years old. So, you know, when I'm out there playing, I'm enjoying it. I'm showing the love that I have for the game. So I wouldn't say there's pressure. But I do know where this organization wants to be, and I know where I want the organization to be. And if it's up to me, you know, I told it on my back to hopefully be playing in, you know, Cowboys Stadium at the end of this season. So, you know, you watch me play on Sundays, you're going to see everything I have. You know, I'm going to lay it all on the line. So, that's what you can expect from me.
Thank you again for checking out this Texans Today podcast, and please stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team.